Oh, let me pray, and then we'll get right into it. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you that we can be together, all of us as a church and friends and family, and we just ask your blessing on this morning. Would you just hold off the rain for a little bit? We thank you for that, Father, and just bless this time together. We love you, and we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Let's sing one song.
Community Church, and this is an exciting day for us, and we are looking forward to a bunch of young people taking a step of obedience, and that is exciting. So I'm going to call up the first four, which are Chris Weeb and Carter Lowen, and I'm just trying to pick out who's for sure here, Nolan Ides and Lucas Ides. Come on down, it's your lucky day. Thank you. All right, let's bring this to me. I need a little stand here for you guys. So, just before, I feel loud. Maybe it's just in my ear. Just before I get into questions, I just want to remind us out of a passage here of Matthew 3, because this is the passage of where Jesus gets baptized. And I think it's awesome for you guys this morning to hear a little bit about Jesus' baptism. It says, "Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. 'I am the one who needs to be baptized by you,' he said. 'So why are you coming to me?' But Jesus said, 'It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires.' So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.'" I have a point to this, but I gotta go to technology here for a second. All right, so one thing for you guys today, as you take this step, I want you to think about is, this is maybe one of the moments in your life that you actually get to be like Jesus. There's a lot of things Jesus does in his ministry that is very hard probably for us to replicate, but this is not. He walked into the waters just like you guys are going to. The second thing is, we get to follow his obedience. All right, very cool. He needed to do it. This is something we're encouraged to do. And then at the end of that, we see response from God, and the war feeling I think it will probably give in Jesus. Same thing. It was a great day. All right, I hope this is a great day for you guys. So that's my part. Now I'm going to start asking you guys some questions. We're going to start with this one. Barely, we'll throw you the slow pitch here. But when did your faith journey start? All right, I'm going to pass it to you, Lucas. You got the, and then you can just pass this along. Maybe say who you are and the name of your parents as well. Some people here have no idea, but they might know your parents.
Okay, so I'm Lucas. My parents are Sean and Vicky Ives. And my journey started around 9 years old, I think, during Awana, right after Awana. I was just in my bed, and my mom helped me to accept Jesus into my heart, and that's kind of where it all started.
Carter. My parents are Dwight and Carol Owen. I would say, I was raised in a Christian home, so it wasn't like a specific date. I don't think I could personally figure out for when I would have accepted Christ, but it's kind of been a lifelong journey.
My name's Nolan, and my parents are Sean and Vicky Hides. I'd say also I was born in a Christian household, so I wouldn't know.
My name is Chris, and my parents are Frank and Susie Weeb. And my journey started around 10 years old when the passing of my grandpa happened. That led me to a kind of a dark tunnel. A little bit of depression set in, and I didn't know quite what to do. So, with nothing left to do at 10 years old, I just turned to the Bible, locked myself in my room, and just kept reading. And that's where my faith journey started, so.
Good, good. Yes. Thank you guys for sharing that. Yeah, you can just keep that one, Lucas. I'll hold on to this thing. That way we can keep this rolling. Second question I have for you is, when have you seen or felt Jesus working in your life? Is there some point that for you feels like something that you've maybe even recently been going through, or something that God has shown himself in some way to you?
So for this year, school was rough for me. God really helped me through it. Also this year, one of my lizards hadn't eaten for about 5 weeks, so I was getting really worried, and God just helped me stay calm, and it turned out well. And that's kind of some recent things that I feel like he helped me through.
Cool. Yeah. Neat to see those daily life things where God walks with you, right?
Very cool. All right, Carter.
Up until like a year ago, I was very like not. I kind of just was angry with God, and then I did my my 1 year of college in Miller College of the Bible in BC, and I think like there God just showed me a lot of like how, I can just trust Him a lot more. I had a lot of car trouble there, and it was just kind of showing. Yeah, I kind of felt that God was just teaching me to just trust His timing and be patient and just kind of find more joy in bringing things to Him than in the things themselves, kind of. And still is always a struggle to do that, but it's a worthwhile battle. Just kind of a lot of growth happened this past year, and I've just been, become a lot more just finding joy in God.
Yeah, very cool to sometimes see how that timing that you don't know how it's gonna work out, but trusting God and seeing Him with that. Very cool. All right, Nolan.
So during club season, I got injured a slight bit. Just kept playing through it, but God definitely helped me through that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, He steps up for us, right? Something that we got to stay mindful of is bringing those things to God. He really cares. Yes, Chris.
I would say God has just shown Himself with the gifts He's given me. I've really seen the gifts He's given me, which has been working with younger people. And this has led me to work at camp, be a junior youth leader, coaching sports teams, and it's really helped me embrace the gifts He's given me. It's drawn me near Him.
Good. One last thing. I don't know. Did any of you guys come prepared with a Bible verse or anything that you'd like to share with? Yeah, some of you have. Okay, for sure. Go share it. Sure.
So my favorite Bible verse is probably Philippians 4 verse 13. Which says, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. And it kind of helps me to remember that everything I can do and have done is all through God, and it should all be through God.
I kind of had two that I thought of beforehand. Just on 1 John 1 verse 7, if we are living in the light and God is in the light, God is living in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And then also Romans 8 verse 1, now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Those are kind of helped me a lot this past year.
I would say Joshua 1 verse 9. Don't be afraid or discouraged.
Joshua 1:9. Do you want me to add this to you? Should I read it to you?
Go for it.
All right. Here we go. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Is that the one you're looking for?
That was the one, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, thanks for sharing, guys. That's awesome. We're going to take, we'll call their parent, whichever parent's coming up. I think their dads are coming up to come join us up here. Tim's going to head into the water. And then Lucas, we're gonna send you and then Nolan right after. All right. Into the waters. Just watch Tim. He's walking confidently and he's walking amongst the reeds to the path. All right. Okay. Come join.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a slanted path. Yeah.
But it's actually not bad. It's not an ice bath.
Yeah, if anyone needs a closer view or wants to take pictures or whatever, feel free to come up. It's fine. Oh, someone found the deep end.
Tim,
you gotta go further. Yeah, those back reeds, that's the horizontal board.
Oh, I thought it was.
But you might need to help Sean out. Someone might need to.
I'll be back. Hit it. My shoe's gone.
Guitar's okay, guys. There you go. Yeah, if Sean finds his way to that other reed. Yeah. There you go.
You've been baptized already, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're doing it. You're good at, yeah, that's right. Rebaptism. All right. All right, Lucas. Do you believe Jesus Christ to be your Savior and your Lord?
Yes.
And do you promise to follow him to the best of your ability with him for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Okay. Plug your nose. Other hand up here. All right. So, Lucas, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in the new life.
Carter, you and your dad are up here.
So Kevin, I think I'm just going to stay here while you do the next interviews.
Very good. I would suggest that's a great plan.
Really, it is.
Yeah.
Right through the reeds. And there's plywood all along the
reps on the whole board. Get it out of the way.
All right, Chris and Frank.
Alright. Other hand up here. Chris, upon confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in likeness of his death and raised to walk.
All right, great. I'm going to call Hayden and Oliver and Irva and Colton back up, and we're going to have this process with them. While they're coming up, if you notice, Brisket walking in, and that's probably because he was the one who helped lay a lot of the plywood, so he knew the path. Alright, how are you four doing? Good, ready for this? Alright, now that you saw the people made it in, made it out, feel a little better?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect. Alright, very excited. I got a chance to go out with, well, I didn't go out with Irva, Becky went out with Irva, but the rest, I went out with all the other guys, and it was great to just hear their stories, hear their hearts for loving God and wanting to take this step. And so you guys got to see a little glimpse of what I got to see a little bit more of, but it's exciting for you guys. And so I'm gonna ask you guys those same questions. We'll pass it down, but we'll start with Irva. Just tell us a little bit. When did your faith journey start?
So it's kind of easy to So it's kind of, I was about maybe 6-7 years old, you know, and it was maybe 10:30 at night, and I had simply just asked my mom, can I become a Christian? And she helped me accept Jesus into my heart. And, oh, now I can hear myself. That was just, yeah, I became a Christian.
Awesome, awesome. All right, pass that on to Colton.
So I became a Christian. I grew up in a Christian family, so it's like I've kind of been a Christian from the start, but like the main time that I remember, I was around 3 or 4, and I just decided that I wanted to be a Christian, and I was young, it definitely meant a lot to me, and like of course my parents helped me with that, and that was pretty amazing.
I became a Christian when I was 4-ish years old. We were driving home from the hospital or something, and I asked my mom about it, and she helped me through it. I became a Christian my first year at camp when the pastor there did the prayer to accept Jesus into your heart.
Nice. All right. You can pass back to Irva.
Yeah.
And I should have introduced them at the beginning, but I'm going to pause before the next question. Irva, can you just tell us who your parents are and your name, I guess, your full name?
Fine. Okay.
You have to do your middle name if you don't want.
I have 2 middle names.
Oh, well, you can do it all.
Irva Sophia Grace Deacon, or Sophie G, if you want to call me that. Just kidding. No, only Thea can call me that. Hi, Thea. Anyways, so I'm Irva, and my parents are Nettie and Paul Deacon.
Awesome.
I'm Colton.
They'll come back in.
Okay. Oh, there. I'm Colton, and my parents are Justin and Crystal Brandt. Justin and Crystal Brandt.
I'm Oliver, and my parents are Scott and Brandy Siemens.
I'm Hayden, and my parents are also Scott and Brandy Siemens.
Oh, way to go full out. I thought you'd just like skip out and say same as him. Okay, all right, second question here, Irva. Just tell us a little bit about where you've seen Jesus working in your life.
Okay, so maybe when I was in grades 3 or 4, I had been playing with my brother Levi. Hi, Levi. At around maybe 9:30, and Levi had been laying down on the floor, because why not? The floor is pretty comfy. And I had decided, my 9-year-old brain had decided, you know what? I think I should jump over Levi. So you know what? I did. Not the greatest idea. I landed sideways on my foot, and I hurt a lot, so that kind of sucked. But then the next morning, it had hurt even worse. And so I had prayed to God to please take the pain away. After a minute, I felt like this hand brushing across my foot. And after a little bit, the hand went away, and then the pain just stopped completely. I found out that I broke 2 bones in my left foot, but the pain didn't come back, so that was good.
Very cool to hear, yeah, how God can work in even those things. It's awesome. Okay, Colton.
So when I was younger, my mom, my brother, and my dad had Lyme disease, and I remember all of them looking for ways to get better and just heal. And God clearly showed them a path through things like bioresonance, natural supplements, and a bunch of other things. All three of them have recovered, but I also now have Lyme disease. But God has been helping me through that with all the same things. And yeah, with all the same things.
Last year, around spring, my friend has a dirt bike crash and a close cut to his femoral artery. But God saved him with it not being cut open.
I've seen God working with me because, as lots of you know, I had a health problem 8 months ago. So I didn't know it was serious at all. And then one day I found out it was serious, but I didn't worry because I felt God working in me. And he helped me get through it. And now I'm back to doing the stuff I love.
Love to hear those faithfulness of God stories. It's encouraging, I think, for each of us. And probably many of us have similar things that we could share with one another. Awesome. Did any of you have some Bible verses that you'd like to share or something that's meaningful? Okay.
So a Bible verse that I've really come to like was Psalm 4, verse 8, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." I used to have a lot of nightmares a lot when I was younger, so I just use cutting out. So I just use it to take the nightmares away. It works.
Awesome.
My favorite is, it's Isaiah 40, verse 31. "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up," "they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint."
Mine is the same as Lucas's, Philippians 4:13.
I can do everything through Jesus Christ
who strengthens me. And I use that as something to help me with sports.
Awesome. All right. Well, at this point, we're going to call your parent up again. For some, no, actually none of you have your parent again, but we'll call your parents up for the first time. And you guys, we're going to start with Irva.
Yay.
All right.
I baptize you upon confession of your faith in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in newness of life.
All right, Colton, why don't you and your dad, Justin,
Jesus helping you to follow him for the rest of your life.
Yes.
All right. Colton, I baptize you upon the confession of your faith in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in newness of life. Yeah!
All right, Oliver, Hayden, and Scott. Let's start with Oliver.
Of your life. Yeah. All right. All right, Oliver, I baptize you upon confession of your faith in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in newness.
All right, Hayden, why don't you head in?
Savior and your Lord.
Yes, I do.
And you promise, to the best of your ability, and with Jesus helping you, you will follow him the rest of your life.
Yes.
All right, Hayden. Upon confession of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in newness.
So exciting. Okay, our baptism, all the youth that got baptized here, can you guys come back up front? I assume everyone's still wet and dripping a bit. Just come in front of the stools here. We just want to take a moment to pray with you guys, I think. And we have... Can we do the gifts quickly?
Sure, how?
No? Okay, all right. Gifts are coming. But we want to take time to pray with you guys. Do we have an herbicide yet?
I think she left to get changed. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Well, I'll pray for her anyway. But let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. We thank you, God, just for each one of these individuals, for how you've worked in their lives, God, how you've been faithful. We pray, God, that you would walk with them, continue to help them along their journey, Father. I ask, God, that you would just pour more of yourself into each of them, that this moment here wouldn't be the mountaintop, but that this would just be a point that directs them even into more and more, God. We thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for who you are and that you've made this possible in each of our lives, God. I pray, God, too, just for the upcoming months to come, just for protection over each of these individuals. We know that the devil hates when we do things that are pleasing to you. And I just pray, God, that you would put your hand of protection over them, put your hand of blessing over them. And yeah, I just thank you for each one of them and the step they've made this morning. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Tim, what are we figuring here?
Okay.
All right.
Let's keep going.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
Worship team.
Maybe we should have done "He Reigns" by the Newsboys. If you didn't know, there is music that was handed out to you before, so if you didn't get one of those, then look up "This Is Our God" on the Googles. Yeah.
the week of sin and shame. They were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came, and he died, and he rose. Those walls are up now. Remember those giants we call death and grave. They were like mountains that stood in our way. But he came, and he died, and he rose. Those giants are dead now. This is our God, this is who he is. He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does. He saves us. He bore the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. That fear that took our breath away. Faith so weak that we could barely pray. But he heard every word, every whisper. Now those altars in the wilderness tell the story of his faithfulness. Never once did he fail, and he never sin. Nobody but Jesus. Who pulled me out of that pit? He did, he did. Who paid for all of our sin? Nobody but Jesus. Who rescued me from that grave? Yahweh, Yahweh. Who gets the glory and praise? Nobody but Jesus. Who rescued me from that grave? Yahweh.
The night is dark, but I am not afraid.
sure the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Though the chains are released, I can sing. Every breath I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home, and day by day I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the
said, if you endure to the end, you will be saved. If you endure to the end, you will be saved. My words to you as baptism of candidates, and to all of us that have been baptized, and all of us that may want to be baptized someday, if we endure to the end, we will be saved. That's the challenge. The challenge, as I said, you will follow him to the best of your ability, and with Jesus helping you, and he will, we endure to the end, we will be saved. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this baptismal service, for the act of baptism. Thank you that we can participate with you, Jesus. As you are baptized, we are too. So we pray your blessing and thank you for this morning together. You have been so good to us. You've held off the rain. A little bit of sprinkling is good for all of us, including the crops. So we thank you for that, Jesus. And we thank you for the food that we're about to enjoy and then the commissioning. We pray your blessing on that. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. So we're all of us, every one of us here, are invited into the Quonset over there. We'll serve lunch. And then somewhere during that time, we'll do the commissioning for the youth mission team. All right? So thank you very much for coming. So good to have you here this morning. We'll connect with you in there.